MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni joins us on a brilliant Thursday. Andy, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Bill. It's a perfect day for a ball game. In fact, let's play two.
Okay. So, Andy, I think you're going right to those Stratomatic results. Well, now it's all must be done on computer, right? The Stratomatic games, huh?
You can still play the board game, but yes, for this this little endeavor that we're doing, of course, it's done by a computer. But you can, if you want to go old school, you can still buy the board game and the play, obviously, from the previous year's stats. So that's still an option for you.
All right, so how did the Red Sox do last night? What's up today?
Well, what's going on with the Red Sox last night? Well, big night at Fenway. Rafael Devers, a walk-off single, bottom of the ninth. The Red Sox beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-4. Devers went 3-for-5 in the game, drove in 3 runs. Brandon Workman picked up the win in relief. Red Sox now 25-25 on the season in third place in the American League East. 4.5 games behind those Rays. That was a big win last night. They would have fallen 5.5 back. That matter.
All right, so anybody just joining us probably thinks we're nuts. I get it. Okay. Andy. What's the latest on Chris Sale after the Tommy John surgery?
Well, back to some real news involving the Red Sox. Chris Sale says that he's progressing well 7 weeks after his Tommy John surgery. Of course, he hopes to be back at some point in 2021. So we'll see how that will play out. But he's excited and ready and raring to go.
We often ask you about the Nesson Classics that are ahead for the Classic Red Sox game. So what do we have here this week?
Well, we have Red Sox Classic this week on Nesson, and we have some Red Sox-Yankee games on the MLB Network today we'll tell you about in just a moment. But Red Sox Classics this week focus on pitching gems, first pitch for all these matchups at 6 o'clock. Tonight, Red Sox hosting the Orioles from September 1st, 2007. Clay Buchholz throws a no-hitter. Tomorrow night, the Red Sox host the Royals, May 19th, 2008. That's the night John Lester threw a no-no. Then on Saturday, you can watch the Sox host the Yankees from August 3rd of 2018. Rick Porcello throws a one-hitter. No walks allowed. The one hit he gave up was a home run.
Oh, man. Okay. So MLB is doing Red Sox-Yankees then?
Yes. Today is Rivalry Day on the MLB Network, and the Red Sox and Yankees are featured. Starting it all off in just a little bit, Bill, 9 o'clock this morning, game from July 2004 when Jason Varitek battled Alex Rodriguez in a fight, and then Bill Miller hit a walk-off home run against Mariano Rivera. Noontime today, it's game 3 of the 2003 ALCS. That's when former Sox manager Don Zimmer went after Pedro Martinez in a bench-clearing brawl.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a great one. 2 o'clock first pitch, it's game 4 of the 2004 ALCS. Of course, we know that is the Dave Roberts stolen base game. The Red Sox begin their charge to winning that series down 3-0. 5 o'clock this afternoon, it's game 7 of 2003 ALCS. Not a good one for Red Sox fans as Aaron Boone hits a walk-off home run off of Tim Wakefield, sending the Yankees to the World Series. But then the Red Sox get a little revenge tonight at 8 o'clock. It's game 5 of the 2004 ALCS. David Ortiz hitting a home run in the 8th inning and then a walk-off single in the bottom of the 14th.
Well, I guess that's the difference between MLB and Nesson. On MLB, the Red Sox have a chance to lose, right?
That's true. Yep, definitely some losses in the mix today, but very entertaining nonetheless.
Hey, you got it. And what else do we have for baseball news?
Well, one little note with Red Sox fans. Former Sox pitcher Bartolo Colon isn't ready to hang up the uniform just yet. The soon-to-be 47-year-old told ESPN he hopes to pitch in the majors at least one more season. He said, preferably with the Mets. Colon was last in the big leagues with the Rangers in 2018. Colon pitched 7 games for the Red Sox way back in 2008.
He was old then, right? Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I think that soon-to-be 47 could be maybe closer to soon-to-be 57. Who knows?
Yeah, actually, that brings back some memories. I mean, remember the pitchers? I can't think of the names right now because you just jogged my memory. The guys that we used to think might have been a little bit older than they were. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Well, Louis Tion would probably take that as well as one of the people you're thinking of.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, thanks. All right, now to Major League Baseball. Reopening, COVID-19, coronavirus, empty ballparks. What's going on?
Well, the league has submitted its safety protocols for a half season that would begin in July, which would include up to 10,000 COVID-19 tests per week. Teams have the option of a second spring training in June at their home parks or at their facilities in Arizona and Florida. And at these games, no high fives will be allowed, no fist bumps, no spitting, no eating sunflower seeds, no chewing tobacco. Players will sit in the stands during games if they're not in the active lineup, and they will stay 6 feet apart from one another in those dugouts. And there'll be no showering at the ballpark, Bill. So I don't know how you're going to get every player in Major League Baseball to all of a sudden go through these new rituals right away. I don't think that's going to work, but we shall see what happens.
And with the profit splitting of the revenue from the fans, which are zero, maybe no ball players either, for all I know. Yeah, right. Yeah.
No question about it. In fact, that's the big big hang-up right now. Apparently, the MLB and the union previously discussed the potential for more negotiations on salary if games are played without fans. New York Post obtaining an email exchange between the two sides back in March. Players want prorated salaries based on games, and of course, the MLB owners want a revenue split.
Yeah, that's right, revenue split. All right. All right, any other, I know teams are taking hits around the league, some, you know, staffs and so on, as to be expected, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, you have to expect it with no revenue coming in. A couple teams that are getting underway with some new standards on June 1st, Cincinnati Reds playing to lay off 25% of their staff while reducing pay for others. Miami Marlins are going to temporary furlough up to 100 members of the staff on June 1st. And the Cubs say on June 1st that employees will take pay cuts in an effort to avoid furloughs. The club is guaranteeing, though, their employment status through at least the end of June. Another note involving finances, Bill, is the Oakland A's. They did not pay their $1.2 million annual rent payment back on April 1st on Ring Central Coliseum, and that's because of their excuses on the coronavirus pandemic with no revenue coming in. So we're going to see little stories about this coming on here and there, especially your low market teams that don't bring in a lot of money. They'll be having a lot of issues, that's for sure.
No, that's a good point, and that would be one team that you would think would is going to have some issues for sure, and it looks like they do, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
They should own that ballpark, though. They should have bought that ballpark a while ago there.
Well, considering they've been in that ballpark since the late 60s, you would think that they would have owned it or bought it or who knows what, but it's just sad state of affairs right now in Major League Baseball.
All right. I don't know if you have anything else, Andy, but I do know you have a Buck Showalter note.
I do have a Buck Showalter note, and we'll probably wrap up with a quick little mention about the world champion Washington Nationals. But for big league manager, as you mentioned, Buck Showalter says if games are played without fans, it will impact the players. The three-time American League Manager of the Year said that fans provide a key emotional element. Showalter did manage the only game in history without fans for the Baltimore Orioles back in 2015. That's because of some rioting issues that was going on in the city at that time. Mm. Also a strange look on TV watching that game, I remember, back in the day. But, it's kind of the same effect right now if you're watching the Korean League on ESPN during the week.
Yeah, I guess he would know after that experience. And he's right. I think he's right. The fans do add...
Oh,
they're a big piece, yeah.
I mean, like I said, watching the Korean games on ESPN in the morning, you're missing something without fans and noise and that type of thing. To me, it does take a little bit away from the game. It's not like you're watching a high school game or a little league game where obviously there's not terribly a lot of noise and people watching, but you just kind of expect more with a major league game.
Yeah, players have to watch that language a little more carefully too, maybe.
Oh, yeah. You'll be able to pick that up on the mics, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, Andy, I keep saying that. Anything else to share with us, or is that going to do it for us?
Yeah, one final note we'll bring up. Coming up on Sunday, the World Series champion Washington Nationals will host Major League Baseball's first ever virtual ring ceremony. That'll be held on nationals.com as well as on Facebook and YouTube. So if you want to see what the Nationals ring is going to look like, you can peek in on Sunday and check that out. And I guess the players will all be on a Skype or a Zoom meeting somehow, waving to everybody, or maybe they'll have their rings in a box that they received in the mail, and they'll open them up. Who knows how it's going to be handled, but if you are interested in that, you can check that out on Sunday.
Well, I understand, too, Andy, that the Major League Baseball corporate office, their main office, their division for cheating investigations, has been shut down for the last month.
Yeah, so it might be able to get some quick cheating going on if the season gets underway. They might be able to slide a few things under while they try to reopen up.
Exactly, right, yeah. I don't know what that means for cheating, but, it's interesting. I don't know how you'd do that, but I bet somebody's thinking of it. There you go. All right.
Yeah. You know they are.
Andy, thanks so much, and have a great day.
You too, Bill.
Okay, Andy Carboni, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.